This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The original riveted denim blue jean is headed back to the stock market. Levi Strauss & Company filed paperwork today to go public, the second IPO in the 145 years that Levi's has been around. 1971, in case you're curious, was the first when the denim craze was remaking fashion. But 14 years later, the company was taken private again by Levi Strauss's descendants. So Marketplace's Renata Sago explains why Levi's wants to go public again.
This Levi's ad from 2017 features people dancing in denim. I'm talking high kicks in a field in Africa and shimmies at some club in the U.S. And at the end, three words appear: live in Levi's. That's exactly why the company's going public now. Marshall Cohen is a retail analyst at NPD. He says Levi's wants all those consumers who've been wooed away from denim by comfy athleisure wear to live in Levi's and Levi's only.
That's going to require a greater level of research and development, introductions into new fabrics, even some experimental, maybe retail stores.
And that's going to require more money, which selling shares would generate. The company earned $5.5 billion in revenue last year, up from the year before, despite depending on struggling brick-and-mortar retailers. Matt Kennedy, an IPO strategist with Renaissance Capital, says that'll be attractive to investors.
They have made some very impressive gains, and I think that's what investors are looking at, to see a company like this that can actually grow despite that environment.
Like a lot of tech firms, the company intends to keep a separate category of shares for its current owners. They will keep control. David Silverman is with Fitch Ratings. He says the challenge is going to be changing company culture.
I don't know that we would say that Levi would expect to operate any differently as a publicly traded entity than a private entity.
Levi's has listed that it hopes to raise $100 million, but the actual number could be much higher. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.